Welcome to the Orthodox Union Daily Tillim and Chizuk phone call. I hope you are having a great day. Chag Hatzmaot Sameach, as we celebrate Israel's 72nd birthday today. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the fifth day of Iyar, the 20th day of the Omer. I'd like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and you can view them prominently listed in the daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, whether it be to commemorate a yard site, for someone in need of a refuah, to celebrate a simcha, or any occasion, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi David Asher, Mora de Asra, of Knesset Beth Israel in Richmond, Virginia, to share Divrei Chizuk, words of inspiration. This will be immediately followed by Rabbi Asher reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed, 20, 27, and 130, and there is a link to view those in both Hebrew and English in the OU Today email. Following the recitation of Tehillim, Rabbi Asher will recite the Mishnah Berach HaCholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned after Rabbi Asher concludes for information regarding OU programmatic events, including one beginning immediately after our call, as well as for information for tomorrow's speaker. B'chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Asher.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Tully. I appreciate the opportunity to address everyone here on the call. A Yom Ha'atzmaut Sameach, a happy Israel Independence Day to one and all, and Kol HaKavod, a big Yashar Koach to the OU and all of those who have made this possible. It is a tremendous opportunity for all of us to come together, and it is a privilege for me to address all of you from Virginia. For those of you who hopefully after the situation is finished can come and visit us here in Richmond, Virginia. It's an emotional day in a positive sense, because it is Israel Independence Day. And on Yom Ha'atzmaut, and then couple that with the situation that we are in, it's tremendous that the OU has brought us all together. And perhaps this can be an annual event on Yom Ha'atzmaut for all of us to come together nationally and beyond. For the message today, I'd like to focus our attention on Shir HaMalos. And it's an emotional time to say Shir HaMalos, because when we look at Tehillim 126, Psalm 126, we recognize that Sion is quite prominent in this famous paragraph. And I'm sure, like many of you, I'm very grateful for the education that I received in Zionism and in Sionut. And part of my upbringing, whether it was through the institution or whether it was through my family, the highlight, one of my highlights within this education with regards to Israel was my grandfather of blessed memory, who taught us to sing Shir HaMalos to the tune of HaTikva. And it drives home the point of the prominence of Shir HaMalos for us today living in this age, as privileged as we are to live in this age of great optimism as represented by the State of Israel. And while we are going through such a difficult time, I really want to encourage everybody to take the opportunity to wash and bench, to say Shir HaMalos, part of the day's liturgy as well. But what does it mean when in Shir HaMalos we say that we return to Tzion Hayinu Kecholmim, that it is like a dream? And the Radak, Rav David Kimchi, one of the Rishonim, explains, what does it mean? What is this dream? What are we referring to? And it's a beautiful message that he shares with us from his father, Rav Yosef Kimchi. And that is that we take a look at the Gullus, the exile that we are in right now, and he explains that it will pair in comparison. It will be a fleeting dream. When we have this ultimate redemption, then everything that happened to us, whether it was disease, whether it was military conflict, all of that will be like a fleeting dream. It will be in the rearview mirror. It will be a distant memory. But before the Radak, none other than Choni Hamagel, one of the sages in the times of the Gemara, it is told to us in the Gemara in Tanis that Kol Yamav, all of his days, the great tzaddik and the great scholar Choni Hamagel was bothered by this verse. What does it mean, Kecholmim, to be like a dreamer and to be dreaming? And we are told by the commentaries that this whole paragraph or this whole Shivat Zion, returning to Zion, is in reference to the Babylonian exile in which we returned after 70 years. Perhaps symbolic and teaches us about redemption to the land of Israel in general. But Choni Hamagel did not understand how could a person be dreaming for 70 years. And perhaps the question is more stark than the answer, that we too should learn from Choni Hamagel that if something like Hayinu Kecholmim, that if there is a verse that is difficult for us, we should spend Kol Yamav, all of our days, trying to figure it out. And the Gemara ultimately answers a very famous lesson, that a person should plan for the future. And that eventually he was so distraught by this verse, and Hashem helped him figure out the answer. He went to sleep for 70 years, so says the Agarata in the Gemara. He went to sleep for 70 years, and he woke up, and he saw someone planting a tree. He asked them, why are you planting this tree? You'll never see the fruit. And he said, and the response to Choni Hamagel was, just like my ancestors planted for me, so too I will plant for my descendants. And indeed, the story of the state of Israel is that for thousands of years we have hoped and we have yearned for this state, and indeed it came to be, it came to fruition, and all of our efforts were warranted. And it is truly, we have no idea what the Almighty has planned for us and all the challenges and struggles that we go through, and yet we know that our history and the precedent is such, like the state of Israel and the land of Israel represents, that we will have this great outcome with the divine providence that the Almighty, that the Ribono Shel Olam provides for us. So when saying Shir Hamalos, whether it be today or whether it be on Shabbos and Yom Tov, think of this image, of the Negev that is referred to, of the desert that's referred to, of Hazorim Bedima, sowing in tears and using the tears, and then we're able to reap from that. And that even though there is halach yelech uvacho, that there is this great weeping that that exists, that we know that bo yavo verina, that eventually there will be, as a result of this and connected to this, songs of joy yet to come. I want to turn everybody's attention now to the Tehillim that we are going to say. Chapter 20, Tehillim Chaf. Lam Natsay Ach Muzmaladavim Yan Khadinavi Yom Sara Isagev Khashemulhayako Ishlach Ezrachamikoda Shemitzion Yisadako Iskor Komin Khosako Yolosko Yadashna Sela Yitem Khokyo Vavacho of Khosasta Yamalay Niran Rabishua Selcha Vashem Lahen and his goal. Imale Adonai Kol Mishalo Selcha. Hi, Adati Kiyoshi Adonai Mishicho. Yaneo Mishmei Kacho. Bivurot Yashimino. Eile Barecha Vieile Vasusim. Banachnu Bishem Adonai Eloheinu Nafkir. Heimo Kordo V'nafalo Banachnu Kamnu V'nisodot. Adonai Hoshiya HaMelech Ya'aneinu V'yom Kareinu. Tehillim Chaf Zayin, Chapter 27. V'zavid Adonai Ori V'yishi Mimi Ro Adonai Ma'oz Chayad Mimi Evchad Yikrov Alay Mireim Lechol Es Besarit Darai V'avay Li Hemakashlo Vinafalo. Imtachane alai machane lo yuralibi. Imtachum alai milchama bezosani voteach. Achashu alti meyes adonai. Osava keish. Shifty beves adonai kol yumechayai. Lachazos benom adonai levaker. Vehechalo. Keeps penanim suko, biomer o yaskedeni, besesrolo, bitsuyomameni. Atalya room, loshi aloe vice vilosai, vesbocho, boholozi feshua, ashira vazamro ladanoi. Shema adanoi kuli ekro, vichaneni vaneni. Bacho, my libi, bakshu fanai, es penoch adanoi avakesh. I'll pass their panelch mimeni, I'll tap yap of delcho, as Rossi Hayiso, I'll be chaining the altars veini, hello Hayishi. Ki ovi vi imi, azavuni, vadenayas veini, horeini adenai der kelcho, nchaini bi orach mishor, the mancherai. I'll be naini vi nevetzerai, Ki komu v'yeh b'sheker v'seach hamas. V'lei hemanti v'ros b'tuv adonai b'eretz chayim. Kavei el adonai chazak v'yameit v'becho. V'kavei el adonai. Kuf Lamed, Chapter 130. Shir Hamalos, Mimamakim, Krasicha Adonai. Adonai, Shimavakoli, Tiena, Aznecho, Kashivos, Kol Tachanunai. Imavanos, Dishmaria, Adonai, Miyamon, Kim, Achoslicho, Amantivarei. Kivisi Adonai kivsan avshi v'livero hochalti. Navshi l'Adonai mishamim l'boker, shamim l'boker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai ki im Adonai echesed v'arbei mochvedus. V'hu yifdash Yisrael v'kol avonosov. We're now going to say Mishaderach. For all of those who are sick, all the families impacted, wish them a refuah shleima. Shberach avoseinu, Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe Aaron David Shlomo, Yivarach v'Yirapeh Zacholim. Avos shalom espalim ba'avudom. Yischar zeh kodesh boch hu yimalei rachim v'maleihem. Lach li mamu apusam hach zikam l'hach yosam. Yishlach lehem mehera v'a shlema. Yine shemayim l'rmach v'hirab v'shasag idav. Yisok sh'ar chole Yisrael. Refuas ha'nefesh. Refuas ha'guf. Hashda v'agol v'izman kariv. V'namar amen. Now say Achenu, we ask the Almighty to look at our unity, our togetherness, and to bestow mercy upon us. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, ha'nesunim b'tzar v'shevya, ha'omdim b'im b'yom v'im b'yom b'sho, ha'mokum yirachem aleihem v'yotziyem mitzara l'irvocha, me'afela l'ora, mishibud l'geula, hashda v'agol v'zman kariv, v'namar amen. Thank you very much. Everybody, be well and stay safe.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Asher. In about 14 minutes, the Daily Devar, 30 minutes to nourish your soul, continues today with a focus on Pirkei Avot. Please join Rabbi David Zirkin. He actually joined us on this call several weeks ago from Riverdale Jewish Center. Join him today at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for an introduction to Pirkei Avot, Ancient Wisdom Through Modern Eyes. It can be accessed live in just a few minutes from now on a brand new webpage, which is ou.org/Devar. That's ou.org/Devar. That's D as in David, V as in Veronica, A as in Apple, R as in Ronald, ou.org/Devar, and that starts in just about 13 minutes. The OU is developing nonstop programming each and every day, and I urge you to check out the daily email, which is called OU Today, for more information. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova, and may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the master of the world, speedily, please, bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for words of inspiration from Rabbi Donald Bixen of Beth Israel Congregation in Miami Beach, Florida. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day. Chag Sameach.